Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 19 for Monday, August 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Monday morning, finding support from the rally in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Canola is up by $6 to $9. The November contract up $7.90 early in the day at $469.30 per ton. Solid end-user demand and supportive technical signals contributed to the early gains. The need to keep some weather premiums in the futures ahead of the harvest added to the firmer tone, although conditions across Western Canada remained relatively favorable overall. A stronger tone in the Canadian dollar did temper the gains. Ongoing concerns over a decline in Chinese demand due to new dockage rules set to be implemented soon were also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, with the biggest gains in beans. Soybeans are up 15 to 28 cents, the November contract up 28 at 10.10 per bushel, as that market remains pointed higher. The gains in beans came despite last week's record large yield estimate from the USDA, as rising export demand is expected to outpace that big crop. China continues to make large purchases of U.S. soybeans, and gains in crude oil provided further support, helping pull up soy oil and the rest of the soy complex. However, that big U.S. crop was still a bearish influence in the background. For corn, prices are up 3 to 6 cents, the September contract up 6 at 3.28 per bushel. Corn was facing a similar situation as beans, with record production estimates from the USDA countered by solid end-user demand. Ideas that the big corn crop has already been factored into the futures added to the firm tone, with prices holding above support. Wheat, it's down a penny to up 6 cents, the most active month's higher. The September contract in Chicago up 6 at 4.29 per bushel. Spillover from the advances in corn and soybeans did provide support, while last week's slight downward revision in the USDA's world carryout prediction also underpinned wheat futures. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.